Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Bring in Ken Fang from awfulannouncing.com. Ken, how you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning to you.
What we were talking about this a moment ago. For the NBA Finals, you know, as far as the ratings go, no LeBron this time, a Canadian team in there. What does ABC and ESPN look at and say, okay, we'll feel like this is a success if we can get that?
I think they're looking at the non-Cleveland Golden State series. So they're looking at the last non-series that didn't involve. So it was like Miami and San Antonio they're looking at. They're also looking at Los Angeles and Boston. Those two series had comparable numbers. So plus the fact that the last game had a 10.2 overnight rating, which is comparable to those two series. So I think ABC and ESPN are trying to look for positives where they can get them. The fact that game two had a minimal higher rating, a 10.2 compared to a 10.1. And plus they know that this game is going at the series is going at least five games. And they're hoping that maybe it goes six or seven, so the more casual viewers can go in. They're not going to match last year's series. I think they're comfortable with that, but they're looking to see if they can get somewhere in the range of 2013 or 2008 or even 2010. So that's what they're looking at. They know that they're not going to match the numbers of the last couple of years.
One thing that's been a little puzzling to me, Ken, as far as watching the Stanley Cup final, is which games are on NBC and which games are on NBC Sports Network. How do they go about deciding that?
Well, they always know that at least there will be a non-clinching Stanley Cup final game on NBCSN. So it's going to be either game one or two or games two or three. They will not have a potential cup clinching game. So game four is always at that potential if there's a potential for a sweep. So just remember that it's always going to be early games. It's going to be one or two or two or three. It will never be a three or four. They used to have that potential, but I think one year they had a potential for a sweep. They want to have that the cup come out on NBC, not NBCSN. Sure. So just remember they're never going to have a later a game later in the series on NBCSN on the cup final. They're always going to have it early.
Ken Fang's our guest from Awful Announcing, talking some sports media.
I guess, Ken, take us through a little bit of Kawhi, Sue, and Nike. I guess something that he created that they won't release. I don't give us the details on this.
So what happened? Apparently, he made a logo of his own making back in college, and he said he gave it to Nike, and he just didn't think they would do anything with it. He said it was basically a rough draft. And then they copyrighted it, so he's suing the fact that that they're using this logo without his consent. So we're going to see where this goes. Nike, of course, is big lawyers on this, but we'll see. Kawhi's, of course, is becoming a big star on his own, and he has his own brand. So we'll have to wait and see where this goes. But that's pretty of a douche move, to be honest with you, to take it. Take a logo that really wasn't a final logo and just copyright it on the guy without his consent.
What'd you think about the whole Lakers Magic Johnson fiasco and him coming back on air and things of that nature? What did you think about that whole picture? And then the article that was written by the gentleman about, Magic and I guess his treatment of employees.
Yeah, it's interesting how the split between Magic, a beloved Laker going back to his days, but on the Showtime days in the 1980s, and of course what happened with the AIDS and coming back and with the Lakers and being part of the organization. It just seems really interesting how this split happened. I think, Jeannie Buss is now, involved with it somehow. So, Magic and coming on with ESPN to basically explain what his situation is, and now this article that came about that basically trashing him. I mean, we've seen this with other organizations. When a person leaves an organization, the trashing comes out, leaks come come out. But you didn't never really saw that with the Lakers. But now it's going against Magic Johnson, who is a Hall of Famer and well beloved in Los Angeles, except for his time running the Lakers. So it's interesting to see this. It's really kind of sad to see, but in a sense, this is our day and age when we take our heroes and then we kind of like trash them on the way down. So it's something that's probably not going to go away for a while. People are still in especially in Los Angeles, still have issues because the Lakers are the team that they're supposed to win championships, and now here they are in a backward spiral that doesn't seem to be coming out of it anytime soon.
Speaking of Ken Fang from Awful Announcing, and you know, Ken, we always sort of quibble about a number of ESPN's broadcasting pairings, whether it's Sunday Night Baseball, Monday Night Football. But I really like, and it seems like the critics really like their NBA crew, with Breen Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, the thing that helps with them is that ESPN hasn't touched it. It's Sunday Night Baseball, they seem to touch every other day. Monday Night Football, they just can't seem to find the right pairing, except for when they had Mike Tirico and John Gruden. Now they keep tinkering with the booth, but the NBA is something they seem to have gotten right. They just seem to, with Breen and Jackson and Van Gundy, they have a nice mix there. You also have Doris Burke, who is well-respected in basketball circles as the sideline reporter. So they don't touch that, and thank goodness they don't, because you get some really good stuff with Van Gundy. Mark Jackson, aside from his brief tenure as coach of the Warriors, has been one of those people that can find that nice balance with Van Gundy, and they all have a very good chemistry. And what's nice about it is that they all like each other. It really comes across. So when you're listening to a game, you know Van Gundy is going to say what is on his mind, and sometimes Jackson will call him out, or sometimes vice versa, Van Gundy will call him out. And Mike Breen has become a very good traffic cop and become very well. And you know what's interesting is that in his 14th year, he's called more NBA finals than Marv Albert has when the NBA was used to be at NBC. So ESPN has found that right mix, and it's becoming a very enjoyable team, this three. And hopefully ESPN won't tinker with it.
Did Hank Haney deserve the criticism that he brought with his comments about the LPGA Tour?
Well, you know, I know it's about all about political correctness. Hank Haney, with his comments about Koreans, and it really didn't, you know, I kind of see where his point was, but he didn't say it the right way. And it just came out as condescending, and it didn't come out right. So, does he have a point about Koreans and the LPGA Tour? And yeah, there are a lot of them. There are a lot of Asians in the LPGA Tour, but you know, it's the whole thing about and they're trying to market them as personable players and stars. But I just think that Hank Haney came about it wrong, and you know, he was trying to make a joke, sure, but you know, it came out really as condescending. And if he had said it maybe in a different way, saying, you know, if there are a lot of great Koreans on the tour and look what they're doing, and you know, we need to get to know them a little bit better, I think that would have come across better than his joke, which really, you know, sometimes you leave the jokes to the comedian.
Ken Fang, our guest from Awful Announcing. One more from me. What about Ron Darling? It sounds like his outlook is good with thyroid cancer. I know he's come back on the Mets broadcast. They're supposed to this week.
Yeah, SNY is one of the better local announcers. Unfortunately, Darling's work on TBS doesn't come out as well as it does on SNY. But Darling was diagnosed with thyroid cancer earlier this season, had started to miss games. Now it looks like he's going to be coming back tonight. His diagnosis is very good. Not quite a remission yet, but his doctors have given him the go-ahead to come back. And it's good because Mets fans, and if you especially see it on Extra Innings, MLB Extra Innings, the pay-per-view package, or MLB.TV, you'll know that he, Gary Cohen, and Keith Hernandez have made one of the best local teams on television for the Mets. And they definitely missed him. He and Hernandez are kind of similar to what Breen and Jackson and Van Gundy are to the Mets, as what they are, as Breen and Gundy and Jackson are to the NBA. They're very entertaining. They call each other out. They have fun. And it's good to see Ron Donnelly back. And let's hope he's back for a long time.
Yeah, I can't say I'm the biggest Mets fan, but I watch a lot of their games because I really enjoy their broadcasts. It's very, very good. Ken, thank you so much.
They're very Metsy, so
right.
You have to be entertaining.
Ken, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, from Awful Announcing, that's Ken Fang joining us here on the Wake Up Zone.